drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
5 feet update for July 11th. That's 7-11. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today, it's another new face. It's Brooke. How you doing, Brooke?
Hi, hello. I am good. It is a beautiful sunny day that I will undoubtedly squander in my basement watching these live feeds.
Yes, you said a beautiful sunny day, but you're in a very dark room.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I live in the basement, so...
What are you going to do? We are here to talk about everything that's been going down on the live feeds yesterday. And really the thing that stands out to me the most is just like how crazy Caitlin is and how like back and forth she is going to continue to be all day, and how scared I am for Tyler and Fessy and Brett and any guy that she turns her gaze to.
Yeah, I feel very much the same. Caitlin is, in my mind, going to be a huge liability, inarguably, to Tyler, because she is... Oh, sorry. My connection with you is cutting out here a little bit.
Oh.
Okay, so it's back. I think she's going to become a huge liability. She's the type of person who Tyler read so accurately as someone who needs to be constantly validated and have her ego stroked. And because of the power position this week, he needed to put an insane amount of one-on-one time with her to make sure she wasn't going to like transcend the astral plane and let her spirit guides take her on a wild ride. But he invested so much time that he had to let a few other things slip. And this week it's in his best interest to try to reassemble the pieces he dropped. But I think that Caitlin has the potential to be volatile, and trying to juggle her in the rest of his game is going to be near impossible.
Yes. He's doing his best. But watching Tyler try to juggle everything is just kind of crazy. We did start the day with Caitlin really talking to Casey and already talking about, how she's feeling insecure about like feeling she's not getting enough validation from the level six alliance. She doesn't know it's the level six alliance, but that's who she's talking about. And Casey just tried to calm her down like, oh, no, of course, we're fine. Everything's fine. Caitlin wants to know like who Casey would target. Casey throws out some names like Scotty or Fessy or something. I don't know. Right away we know like something's off here with like she can probably sense that that there's some drama happening outside the house. She her spirit guides are telling her, I think.
Yeah, I was a bit surprised that Casey said Scotty here. I was thinking she would maybe say Rockstar, but even if she won HOH, she would probably be swayed in that direction anyway. I'm not convinced she's going to get HOH anyway, because she's in a good position, coasting under the radar. I don't think she needs to step into the spotlight yet, anyhow.
Yes. Rockstar is going to have a conversation with Tyler where, she knows she needs to do some work here, and she... I don't know. She basically does like the minimum possible amount. Like, oh, hey, Tyler, I'm not going after you. I don't know if you heard anything. And Tyler's like, well, yeah, I mean, I did. I heard that you were, calling me like the pretty boy in Caitlin's ear and that you were, that you were going to come after me. And she's like, oh, no. Why? What are you talking about? This conversation is not going to be effective on either side.
Yeah, I know. As much as we all love Rockstar, I think that we can agree that she's not playing the most subtle game. I respect her intentions with this conversation, but essentially all she does here is just like validate all of Tyler's suspicions and then back them up with examples. And this conversation was largely symbolic and changed nothing for either of them.
Yes. However, Rockstar is going to come away very angry at Caitlin because she now feels like it's confirmed. Caitlin must have told Tyler everything that I told her. I'm still not even entirely sure that's true. I think that like Rockstar told more people than she remembers about Tyler because I don't know if it all came from Caitlin.
No, I don't think so. I'm pretty sure she told several people in Baute.
Yeah, and she's going to continue. This really is reaching Karen and Kevin levels of just like pure hatred. It's a little bit like Donnie and Derek, but more active. So I think it's closer to Karen and Kevin.
Yeah, no, she's got like a more volatile personality in general than Donnie. So I think we're going to get a lot more of this.
Yes. Yes. So Scotty's going to have a conversation with Tyler and Caitlin. He's going to be continuing to confuse me throughout the day. He's talking to them about like, do you think my side really played me, guys? Like, do you think that they voted Steve out and they were just trying to get Steve out and then blame the other side and then reel me in? Like, do you think that's what was going on? And Tyler is just like, wait, what? I thought I already convinced you without having to do what are you talking? I thought it was a power, but I guess if that's what you're believing, then I'm not going to say no. But this is kind of weird because I still don't know if he really believes it. And I still don't know what side he's really on at this point.
Yeah, I really like Scotty. And at this point, I'm really irritated that the house guests were told not to talk to the cameras because particularly yesterday, it feels like he's really starting to straddle the middle, and I'm having a tough time determining where he actually sits and what he actually thinks and who his loyalty even lies with.
Yes. I want to know what's going on in his head. We'll keep talking about it. He then talks to Tyler alone. They agree like, oh, Swaggy's probably going home at this point. Like, that's what's probably going to happen. It's unfortunate because he's in our alliance, but you know, he wasn't super loyal to that alliance. So what are we going to do? He's more loyal to Bailey. And they talk about their game plan moving forward. They need to get closer to, or Scotty at least feels like they need to get closer to Haley because Scotty continues to be very wary of Haley in this game. He feels like she's playing a similar game to him in the sense that she is also straddling the middle, and he feels like she's dangerous. And because of that, he feels like keep your enemies close.
Yeah, no, I really like that shift. I think that that would be really interesting. Tyler continues to just kind of bring people into the middle, and I would really like to see what Scotty would look like working with Haley, because I feel like since the beginning, because of that thing that he said, even in his pre-season interviews about girls flirting with him, he's just been continually suspicious of her throughout this entire game. And so I think it's really interesting to see that shift, and I'd like to see where that goes.
Yeah, there's definitely a little bit of that kind of like nerdy guy is freaked out by the hot girl kind of thing there with Scotty and Haley. He's like a little too focused on her, I think. But he's one of the few people that's like truly onto her game, even if he does overestimate it a little bit, I think. So Scotty, so then Sam and Tyler are finally going to have their conversation. We mentioned this yesterday. This was the conversation I was looking for today because this is the thing that could have spelled some kind of change for the week. We know that Sam had a very good conversation with Swaggy the previous night and then went and talked to Caitlin about potentially keeping Swaggy in the game. Caitlin let Tyler know about that conversation. So Tyler was like, oh man, I got to go talk to Sam. What fires do I need to put out now? So Tyler goes and talks to Sam, and it turns into like a half hour at least long conversation about how Sam is not playing the game and that she's like some weird monk observer and doesn't, you know, this isn't even a game, it's real life, and she could just stay here in the house all the time and she's not even a part of it. And Tyler's, you know, bless that man, he just sits through this whole thing with a straight face, and I don't know if I could have.
No, not at all. She said she would be there as like a capacity of like a counselor for the other house guests, which I thought was pretty bizarre. I was like, yeah, maybe as a coach. They've already done that. But it was so strange to watch because I was really excited after Sam Bott, rest in peace, Sam Bott, to see her really play the game. And I feel like she has played less since she has.
Yeah. I think that's true. I think it's very strange what this whole she literally like I'm just like I'm picturing her as some kind of monk like sitting on a hill like thinking like I am above this game, and this whole conversation just so entirely is like, oh yeah, you're such a great person, Sam. You're just so great. You're so empathetic. Also, are you going to use the power on Swaggy? Because that's really what I care about here. And Sam goes, oh no, of course not. Never. I would never do that. Never use the power on Swaggy. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't worried, but Caitlin was worried. So I decided. Oh, good to hear. And she's like, and I would vote. I'm going to vote. Like it's, I think that Winston will be harder to get out later, which is why I was talking about keeping Swaggy, but I'll vote however you guys, you know, want me to vote. And that's all Tyler needs to hear. And then he can go back to being like, all right, yeah. Well, let's trust our gut. Let's be monks together. We're all good.
Yeah. And Sam can go back to being a monk and just making slop funnel cakes. Cause that seems the main things this past week. Sam dashed some hopes here a little bit by confirming with Tyler that despite her positive personal feelings to the newly coined Sunshine Swaggy, that she will be voting with whatever Caitlin and Tyler want. It's not terribly surprising, but disappointing because that seemed like his best chance.
Yes, and I mentioned this a few times now, but I do feel like with this, the window for Swaggy to stay in this game is rapidly closing. It seems like Sam was definitely his best hope, and it looks like it's not going to happen. So there's that. Caitlin will join their conversation, Tyler's going to have to whenever there's more than one person in a conversation, Tyler starts to struggle. He's very good one-on-one, but when there's more than one, it's difficult because he has to handle people differently. And so when they're talking about like, oh yeah, maybe we can keep Swaggy, we can keep options open, he's like, yeah, I feel that way too. We'll totally discuss. But at the same time, I do feel like he should probably go, right? I mean, I don't know. What are you guys thinking? I think this is one of the conversations later on that will ultimately start to get him into a little bit of trouble with Caitlin.
Yeah, I feel like he is trying to juggle all these people, but you notice that the more and more people join the conversation, like the more quiet and kind of in the background Tyler becomes. Like he needs to be able to control it but he's like a chameleon with every person he's with, that it's really hard to keep up a solid persona with when he has multiple people that he's got to juggle.
Yeah, especially when the way that he's playing, he has told so many lies that he has a different set of like truths with each person. So it's like you can't talk to them on the same level, because it's like, well, with Sam, like she knows that she told him the power before anyone else, and that they knew this thing, and that they had this whole thing planned, and then flipped Caitlin, and so on and so forth. With Caitlin, it's an entirely different story. It was, oh, I was told about the power after the HOH competition, and then so it's hard to be on the same page with a group of people when they're not on the same page with each other because of lies that you've told each of them, and I think that's part of the difficulty that he has with multiple people at a time.
Yeah, the least information that he gives out in a situation like that, the safer he obviously is, but he can't really argue any specific points to people when he can't trace back to those pieces of information.
Yes.
Yeah, very complicated for him.
Yeah. Then to make it even more complicated and to add to the amount of juggling that Tyler has to do, JC is going to come to Tyler and he's going to be like, Tyler, are you falling in love with Caitlin? Tyler's like, is that a serious question? JC's gonna be like, yeah, I mean, the people are starting to talk, you know, she's got a boyfriend at home, you're like always together, like people are starting to like get a little worried about this. And Tyler, oh god, Well, I don't want people to think that. Like, what? But it's like I gotta be close to her, because if I feel like if I don't, then I'm gonna lose her in the game. But I don't want to cause any trouble. Like, I don't have any feelings that way. And it's this is gonna put Tyler in a very tricky spot.
Yeah, GAC once again just like rolls in like a bull in a china shop. And where other house guests are kind of tiptoeing around this subject, he just like slaps Tyler in the face with it. Yeah, any conversation with him is just blunt force trauma. And I love it. But yeah, it's going to make things very complicated for Tyler.
Yes. And he's going to spend the rest of the day trying to straddle this line of not hanging out with her as much and letting other people know, like, I'm not into that. Like, I don't want people to think things. I don't want to get her in trouble with her boyfriend. But then at the same time, she immediately catches on to the fact that he is pulled away, like immediately, like before I even noticed it on the feeds. She is like, Tyler, I feel like we're not hanging out as much, and she is like that psychotic, like the meme of like the overattached girlfriend or whatever. I don't remember what it's called. She's scary. Caitlin is a scary person, and I could not handle this situation.
No, like, and it's just shows what I feel like the rest of these upcoming weeks are going to be like for Tyler, because I feel like there's absolutely no way that he can pull back and like reassemble the pieces that he's kind of had to let slide because of how much attention he's had to be giving Caitlin, but also give Caitlin the validation she needs. And like, if she drifts off and she is feeling volatile or angry in any capacity, and Tyler cannot stay on top of her enough, it's going to get really, really messy for him.
Yeah, and I feel like the move probably is to, like, once Swaggy leaves, he may need to just drop it. Like, all right, if she's going to be mad at me, she's going to be mad at me, but maybe that's a good thing. Maybe if people see that she's mad at me, they'll like focus their energy on her, and I'll just be like the person that she threw away, just like Fessy was at one time. Like, I don't know, because I cannot see Tyler wanting to try to maintain this relationship for much longer, because just the conversations that they had, the feeds had been down for a while, but when they came back, they had a conversation where she mentioned that she was frustrated with him because he feels like he's not listening to her about Swaggy. She trusts him, but she trusts her intuition more, and she's not going to just let him tell her what to do. It's a little late for that, Caitlin, but she feels that way now, and she wants more attention. He's like, well, look, I'm just trying to protect you in the situation, and she's like, I understand that, but no, I don't understand that. Like, she wants more. She wants some love.
Yeah, I feel like there's really no more use for Caitlin in Tyler's game as well. She might win another crapshoot HOH, but I can't see her having too much power after this week is over. So I also think that the most beneficial thing for Tyler at this point would be to try to moat in the most delicate way he can possibly manage, just pull away and shift the target. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, her value right now is that she can bring Fessy along. Like, he has a connection to Fessy through Caitlin, and even Haley to some extent he's able to connect with Haley through Caitlin, and maintain some level of protection from those people because of Caitlin. So if Fessy or Haley wins HOH, I guarantee you Tyler is gonna he's gonna put on his best lover boy suit and hang out with Caitlin all week long next week. But if a level 6 person wins, I have a feeling that Tyler is going to be backing away quite a bit more, and he's not gonna put himself through this quite as much.
No, because even the people in level 6 are already backing away from Caitlin a little bit, and her week isn't even over. People are already hypothesizing that she might be the target next week. It's not looking great for Caitlin, and might only concern with how Tyler is going to deal with it in the future is that he is so, his game is so built on being emotionally connected to people that I'm not sure if she breaks down that he's going to be able to fully pull himself away. I don't know if he's going to get stuck in that emotional, if he's still going to try to keep that relationship going.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to follow as we move forward. I feel like this is a fairly unique situation here. Like usually, usually we're in this spot, and it's like Dan and Danielle, or Derek and Victoria, or any number of these sorts of like relationships. But like this is like the person bit off more than they could chew, turns out that like Caitlin is just constantly trying to turn the tables on Tyler, not in a game sense, but in a like you'd better sex me up sense, like very creepy and weird. Tyler really needs to watch out, not only in the game, but I feel like outside the game he might need to watch out a little bit.
Yeah, he just did too good a job. Like he saw that she's the type of player that needs to be emotionally validated and really have her ego stroked, and he did an excellent job, because now she is very much attached, and I don't know if he can climb his way out.
A reality reacts in the chat says Tyler needs to say there's a twist and they are actually long lost cousins. I don't know if that'll stop her. I don't know.
No, I'm not convinced it would.
So she'll have another conversation with Tyler later where again, like, she's talking about, and I'm skipping around a little bit just because I want to follow this Caitlin story all the way through. They're talking about, she had a conversation with Haley and he's wondering how much she told Haley, about Sam's power. She did tell Haley about Sam's power, and he's like, but she's denying it. And he's saying, we shouldn't be telling anyone. She's like, oh, everyone already knows. And he's like, no, they don't. And she's like, oh, crap, because I've been telling everyone, assuming that everyone knows, and now I'm going to get caught. But then that ends up turning into this whole, like, are you mad at me? Why aren't you giving me more attention? It ends awkwardly, and you can tell immediately, like, she feels like Tyler is pulling back. Tyler keeps saying, like, I want to protect you. I want to, protect what you have going on outside of this house. And that she immediately runs into Fessy's arms. And she's talking to Fessy very soon after this about, like, so whatever happened with you and Haley, huh? And she's like super cuddly with Fessy. And she bounced from Fessy to Tyler. She's starting to bounce back to Fessy. She'll also have a conversation with Brett that's where she starts crying because Brett, she's like, oh, well, what if I was on the block against Winston, Brett? Would you vote me out? You would vote me out, wouldn't you? She's looking for the attention somewhere. And Fessy is currently the one giving her the most.
Yeah, I do not want to see Caitlin find out about her breakup in the house. Some people are pumped and think it would be fun feeds, but I just feel like it would be entirely too much. Like, she is already giving us a lot, and this has been Caitlin when she's locked down, and she's already like aggressively not namaste. We're not ready for this. It would not be just single Caitlin, but Caitlin on the rebound. If you think she was seeking validation before, like, mark my words.
Yeah, the things could get very aggressive in that house if Caitlin feels unshackled. We mentioned this on the roundtable, but we haven't talked about it on an update yet. We did get kind of confirmation. This is still not necessarily super confirmed, but it's definitely out there, and seems believable that her boyfriend's sister mentioned that they are aware of her psychotic tendencies and he is no longer going to be in a relationship with her. And so she no longer has a boyfriend. We also heard from Vegas, the spoiler, that he was apparently complaining to production, demanding that they stop doing zoom-ins on his picture while she's cuddling with boys in her bed.
That's a shame.
I personally don't understand that part. I understand breaking up with her. I don't understand, Vegas says, alert, Caitlyn's fan plus boyfriend have complained to CBS regarding the pic of her and her boyfriend being zoomed in on while Caitlyn was in bed with Tyler. He demanded no more zoom ins like last night. I genuinely don't understand this. If he doesn't want this sort of thing to happen, he doesn't need to demand they don't zoom in on it. He just needs to pull his waiver to allow them to have to use his image and to even talk about him. So I'm not sure what is going on there, but there's definitely some drama happening with Caitlyn and the boyfriend or ex-boyfriend.
I guess ex-boyfriend. Yeah. I'm not sure if something like that is already happening, though, because when she was referring to her boyfriend last night, they would continually cut to Fish. So I don't know if he's maybe already pulled his waiver and then they're waiting to tell her this morning, because, yeah, there were four or five times last night where she would start talking about him. And then, yeah, immediately feeds go off.
Yes. Rob is in the chat. He says he should ask Paris's parents how to cut the feeds. It is possible that maybe he did already pull the waiver, and maybe she does know that he pulled the waiver, and maybe that's why she's being so aggressive about the guys yesterday. Who knows? It's possible, because I could absolutely see her not wanting to admit it to anybody. But then at the same time, when Tyler is like, I want to protect things outside, I think she definitely would have been like, well, actually, there's nothing to protect anymore, Tyler. You're coming with me. And then again, he would have self-evicted. So, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we would know if they pulled the waiver. We would know. Even if she didn't say anything, I think this is just normal Caitlyn crazy. Which is a lot, admittedly, but I feel like we would definitely be able to tell that something had happened.
Yes. If it happened. All right. So that was the Caitlyn saga. Let's get back to the events of the day. Rockstar had a conversation with Swaggy where she's going to be, again, full-on Karen about Tyler. She tells him, stop even talking to Tyler. Don't talk to Tyler. Don't talk to Caitlyn. They're a lost cause. Focus on JC and Sam instead. Tyler's the worst. He's Palpatine. Don't let him get in your head. You need to focus on these other people, which is not the worst advice in the world. But Swaggy is not going to get JC. He could get Sam. He should be focusing on Sam. Sam is the one person he doesn't really focus on today, though.
Yeah, I don't think it's bad advice. Like, he's not changing Tyler's mind and therefore not Caitlyn's at this point. I think the Rockstar has some solid reads of the house, despite the fact that she's not playing the game with much finesse. I'm loving her as the primary opposition to Tyler because they're just so opposite. I feel like truly great players have a balance between micro and macro levels of their game, where Tyler is so focused on building and maintaining those micro level individual relationships. He's spending so much time trying to stay on top of these that I think he's occasionally losing grasp on his larger read of the social landscape. He's allowing himself to create blind spots where I feel like Rockstar is not well integrated with many individuals at all. But because she's a little bit on the outside, she's able to view all the pieces on the board with a decent amount of objective clarity. I don't know. I just think it's really interesting. I think that she read this situation correctly, although it's probably too little too late.
Yes. And honestly, the amount that she talks about him, I feel like it's starting to get to the point where it's crossing the line of like detrimental to Tyler's game to where it might be beneficial to Tyler's game, in the way that Karen being so anti-Kevin eventually kind of became beneficial to Kevin. Because when you have like one person who seems just so aggressively against you, it kind of makes other people feel like, well, he's not that bad, and we know that she's going after him, so I don't need to. We know as soon as Rockstar gets HOH, Tyler's gonna go home, so why would I waste my HOH on Tyler when I can get some of my enemies out? So I don't know. I feel like maybe there's some benefit for Tyler to leave Rockstar in the game if she's gonna be this like just blatantly anti-Tyler. I feel like there is some benefit to that in the game if you know how to play it right. But we'll see. Right now, she remains his target. Scotty is going to have another conversation with KC about the vote situation. He's again, like he says, I feel like maybe my side played me with that. I'd be pissed if they did that. I'm leaning toward keeping Winston in the house. But then later on in the night, he's going to be talking with Swaggy and talking about like, here's how you should be getting votes. And, you know, like I'm lying to Winston about where my vote's going to go. And I don't know where Scotty lies right now. And it's very frustrating.
Yeah, I don't know if he truly lies anywhere. I feel like he's genuinely playing the middle right now. I do think that he might have more trust for Tyler than he maybe should. Although sticking with Tyler right now probably is the best move for his game anyway. So as long as he notices that in time, maybe it won't be so big of an issue for Scotty, but I really need a Scotty DR so that I can make sense of all of this.
Yes, that would be very useful. But, the blind side is going to happen tonight on the episode. And then tomorrow we're going to see the fallout. I don't know if they're going to care enough to show us Scotty's reaction. Oh, maybe they will. Who knows? I need to know what he's thinking. Because he's an important piece on the board. Tyler really trusts Scotty. One of the things that came out in the conversation with Tyler and Caitlin was that he does see JC and Scotty as KC and Scotty as two of his like most trusted people. Might have been JC. I don't know. Who knows? So we had that conversation. Then we had Caitlin talking to Haley. This is the conversation that I was talking about before. Caitlin tells Haley everything in the same way that she told Fessy everything. That went so well for her, genuinely, that she's like, well, if I do this with Haley, Haley will be so impressed with me too. And then everything's going to be great.
Hopefully that'll work. Although Haley does seem to still have a lot of trust in Caitlin. I don't know if she's maybe just keeping her close, or not so much trust because she's talking about it with Rockstar, but she seems to still have a really good relationship with Caitlin. And I don't know if that's just her playing it well. But either way, she's collecting a lot of information while managing to stay relatively under the radar. And if she plays it right and is strategic with her positioning, I think it could work out really well for her.
Yes. So she's learning about the vote flip. She's learning about Caitlin tells her that Sam has the power and that Sam will use it on Caitlin because Caitlin saved her life. Haley is talking about being concerned. I appreciate how Haley brings this up as opposed to how Rockstar brought this up. Rockstar is like, Tyler is Palpatine. I'm coming after him. Haley is saying, I'm concerned about Tyler. It feels like Tyler doesn't trust me, and I want him to trust me. Like trying to use Caitlin as another as a way to make sure that Tyler is not going to come after her, while at the same time definitely being on to Tyler. So I appreciate Haley's approach here. Caitlin is saying, "No, don't worry about Tyler. He trusts you. I this will be fine. It'll be fine with Tyler." They talk about still wanting Winston gone, and Rachel also is another target because Angela has sort of gone down on the target list.
Yeah, I can understand that absolutely. I think that watching Angela is like the human embodiment of dry toast. But I do think that, Rachel is definitely a name that's coming out of people's mouths a lot more than it was last week, for sure.
Yes, the human embodiment. Not even buttered toast. It's just dry toast.
Dry multigrain toast, and that's all it is.
Yes. As I mentioned as well, Tyler is going to go around to all of the level six people and just talk about like, I don't want you guys to think that I'm like super into Caitlin or anything. And they're like, oh, good, because we were kind of thinking that. He's like, oh, well, no, I was not. Don't think that. It's just like, I'm in this position where it's like, I don't want to lose her in the game and all of that stuff. And so that's gonna, you know, potentially get him, you know, like we talked about how Rachel and Angela were starting to talk about Tyler a little bit. I do think that potentially, you know, Tyler is now, again, he can only focus on so many things at a time. He's turning his focus back on level six, doing some maintenance there. But while he does that, he's starting to lose Caitlin a little bit. Rockstar is going to have a conversation with Fessy and Haley about Tyler and about how, like, how are we going to get Tyler out? And Fessy and Haley are being kind of cagey about this. Like, oh yeah, we totally will do that. But they both have, like a relationship with Tyler now, and I'm not sure that they would actually follow through. Haley was like, oh, I'd maybe nominate like Tyler and, somebody else. And then, no, I'd probably backdoor Tyler. Like, I wouldn't want to put him up right away. And that's music to Tyler's ears if he can hear it anywhere, wherever he is, because he needs to be backdoored in order to use his power.
Yeah, I was really surprised that Fessy was able to cultivate such a relationship with Tyler. But yeah, it seems like even though Rockstar is seeing things pretty clearly, everything she's saying is kind of falling on deaf ears to really anyone she says anything to. So maybe hopefully.
Yes. And then finally, we're going to see Swaggy pitch his case to Casey and then to Rachel. This is him trying to branch out, trying to talk to people that aren't Tyler. He does also pitch to Tyler, but of course, that's not going to go anywhere. He tries to pitch to Casey first, saying, look, and his pitch is unfortunately very bad. He was doing a lot better before. Yesterday was not a great day for Swaggy in terms of his ability to pitch. His pitch is basically, you should vote to keep me because I will keep you safe and I'm a big target. And I'm not even going after your side. I'm going after my own side. The people that are also going to vote to keep me, I'm going to vote for them I'm going to go after them and they're going to be my targets. Cause I'm mad that they knew that I was going up and didn't tell me. It doesn't make any sense. Like I need two votes. And if you're one of those two votes to add to my side's votes, then the rest of the other side votes me out, then I will be free to work with the side that voted me out and attack the side that voted me in because they were so mean and didn't tell me that I was going to be put on the block. It's never going to work. And it didn't seem to work. He got the very sort of polite, like, oh, thank you for bringing this to my attention. I'll get back to you. No movement there.
No, I feel like he really kind of dropped the ball on this one. Because what he was doing so well with Sam, and obviously Sam's a different player, but he was appealing to her emotional side, which was working quite well. And then here he kind of gave out the cliche, like, I'll be the biggest threat in the house if I stick around. And the worst part about watching this for me was that it was like a Swaggy C soliloquy, and he had really no dialogue with Casey at all. And it was just kind of she piped in at the end and did not commit to anything. But it was really him talking at her and not having a conversation with her and bonding her with her in any way.
Yes. And the thing is, too, like when he was put on the block, he spent like a good portion of time in the bed, with the blankets, like talking to the cameras and saying, please give me a power. Please give me a power before Thursday night. If you give me a power, I will use it and save myself. And then I will go like, I will go crazy on these people every single day. I will be doing this stuff. Like, he really wants a power, and he knows that Sam has a power. So why isn't he focusing every bit of attention he has on Sam? You know, even if he feels like regardless of whether or not she'll vote his way, because he does feel like if he gets one vote, then Caitlin might break the tie to save him, which might be true. But even without her vote, he knows she has a power that she could potentially use to save him or help him in some way. And he knows he had a good conversation with her. So I feel like Swaggy should just be on top of Sam. He should not let her out of his sight. He should be hanging out with her. He should be calling himself Sunshine Swaggy to make her feel good about herself and the advice that she gave him, and all of this stuff. So that's what I want to see Swaggy doing, because I feel like it's his best hope. But unfortunately, he's spending most of his time kind of like cooped up talking with his own alliance, and then going out and having these very specific game talks with people who are just not going to be receptive to it.
No, and Sam even told him that she's making her decisions on a personal level. And then after this conversation, she really valued and respected Swaggy as a person. So I don't understand why she legitimately told him that, and why he is not exploiting that to the best of his ability. He knows that she has the power. He knows that she is swayed emotionally. And so I'm not sure why he's making plays at Casey and Rachel, who he's prior to this really had no real relationship with.
Yes. All right. So that's basically what I had for the day. Anything else that you wanted to bring up, Brooke?
Not really. No, I think I'm good.
All right. Thank you so much for coming and doing this Wednesday morning update with me.
Anytime. It was a delight.
All right. How can people find you if you want them to find you on social media?
No, well, I am on most forms of social media at Brooklyn Warnock. However, I have not tweeted in approximately 3 years, so feel free to follow me if you are comforted by the consistency of absolute radio silence. So
there you go. I say thank you to Brooke for coming on with me. And also say thank you to me. For I don't know. I didn't know where I was going with that sentence. I was like, wait, who else do you need to thank? I don't know. Crap. What do I do? Me. Why? I'm done. I lost it. All right. So. We've got a recap for you tonight after the episode. We've got another update tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern, and then tomorrow we will have a recap as well after the live eviction, which will hopefully be fun, and we'll see who becomes the next HOH, and that will be very very interesting. We'll see what happens. Not lots of stuff could happen. So that's what we've got for you. Thank you for joining us today. You can follow me at Armstrong Taren if you want. And I'll see you next time.